This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 20th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. A group of 17 House members wrote to U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer today, calling on the administration to mount a trade probe into unfair trade practices in international rice markets. U.S. Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas led the letter, saying, "We applaud your recent efforts to initiate a series of Section 301 investigations to ingress unfair trade actions by trading partners." He's referring to two new trade probes looking into forced labor and manufacturing overcapacity. The 15 Republicans and two Democrats argued that surging rice imports and market-distorting subsidies from foreign governments warrant a similar rice-specific probe. The investigation, they said, should cover, at minimum, India, Thailand, Vietnam, China, Brazil, and the European Union. Following the Supreme Court's revocation of Trump's emergency tariffs, USTR listed rice among the industries that could see the Section 301 investigations. President Donald Trump offered mixed messages today about the path ahead for the U.S. war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict, while also expressing confidence that further negotiations with Tehran will soon take place in Pakistan. The 14-day ceasefire is set to expire at 8 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. That's Wednesday in Iran. Trump whipsawed in telephone interviews and social media posts today between measured optimism that a deal could soon be reached and a warning that, quote, lots of bombs will, quote, start going off if there's no agreement before the ceasefire deadline. President Trump indicated that he still expects to dispatch his negotiating team led by Vice President J.D. Vance to Pakistan's capital of Islamabad for a second round of talks, even as Iran insisted it would not take part until Trump dialed back his demands. Trump insisted he feels no pressure to end the war until Iran agrees to his terms. On social media, the president said, "I am under no pressure whatsoever, although it will happen relatively quickly." Trump told Bloomberg News he was highly unlikely to renew the ceasefire. The Department of Agriculture today reported 11% of the U.S. corn crop planted. That's even with last year. It's 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Illinois is 13% done. Indiana, 14% done. Iowa, just 2%. Kentucky's at 48%, Missouri 23%, Tennessee and Texas are both above 60%. Soybean planting is 12% done nationwide compared to 7% last year, 5% for the five-year average. Illinois is 20% complete, Indiana 19, Iowa 1, Kentucky at 33%, Tennessee 50% planted. Oil prices climbed today following the latest rise of tension between the U.S. and Iran, but the moves were more modest than they were earlier in the war. Meanwhile, stocks gave back a little bit of their record-breaking rally. The S&P dropped 0.2% from its all-time high, just the second drop in 14 days, that after the U.S. did seize an Iranian-flagged cargo vessel that it said had tried to evade its blockade of Iranian ports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping less than a tenth, and the NASDAQ Composite falling 0.3% on the day. A barrel of Brent crude climbed 5.6% at $95.48. Finally, the House Rules Committee signaled last week it could meet the week of April 27th to set floor consideration for the Farm Bill. That's in line with Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson's push to bring legislation to the House floor this month. Members of the House have the opportunity to submit amendments until noon on Wednesday. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.